Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, Real Housewives of Potomac, you know there is a queen of that show, Gisele Bryan, and we are doing a special interview. We're going to talk about every hue beauty, and we got a couple really fun segments called Casting Call and Celebrity Superlatives, and I'm sure we got other secrets on the way. Gisele Bryan is here with us right now on AfterBuzz TV. Check it out.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Okay. Are you ready? Who's ready at the table?
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, we're ready.
Is Gisele Bryant ready?
Oh, she's very ready.
To play this game?
Yes, let's play.
We started the show here with the little Miguel. I, of course, love that relaxed, low, fun R&B music, yeah. You know, like Miguel. And yeah. We just wanted to make your appearance here very warm, as beautiful as we possibly can.
Okay.
For some people, that's a challenge, like me. For my beautiful co-host, Nigeria, she does it naturally.
Nigeria is amazing.
You see?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Anyways, Ronnie Jr., you know we do the after show for Real Housewives of Potomac where we break down the episodes. Like I said, it's a special. So many segments. We really are stretching out this show to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited that she is here.
We're both so excited. Thank you for coming.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why don't you give us introductions? We'll go with co-host once again. Well, I already said Nigeria, but I just wanted to let you...
Well, my name is Nigeria Manal. You can find me on social media at Nigeria.Manal.
Okay, I didn't want you to feel left out in any type of way. Yeah. All right, and Gisele, what's up?
What's happening?
How do you like California, first and foremost?
I mean, the West Coast is not the best coast, but I love the West Coast.
Okay.
That was a whole lot.
West Coast people would jump right into you.
Right.
You know what's funny about that, though?
What?
Ask me where I grew up.
East Coast.
Oh, I love you even more, Green Eyes. Oh, my. So I grew up in Southern California.
Okay.
And when I turned 30, with a dollar and a dream, I moved to New York.
Oh,
where
nice.
I belong.
Right.
Not that California's bad, but that's why it made me laugh.
Yeah.
And the fact that you had an opinion about it and you just said it. Everyone is very, like, nice and, you know, don't want to ruffle feathers. Ain't nothing wrong with knowing that she enjoys the East Coast.
Yes, more. Me too.
East Coast is home.
It is. Gotcha. And I'm from there and being out here.
Right. So I like to visit the West Coast and then I like to go home.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Hopefully we have you out here a lot more just within business because I think that'll be important with every hue beauty.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Are you feeling like this is a whirlwind in your career right now to launch a show and a beauty product? Like, I'm tired for you a little bit. Yeah.
You should be because I am tired. Yes, absolutely. We last week partnered with Target and launched Every Hue Beauty at Target.com. So that's amazing. And so there was a lot of press associated with that. And then May 20th, we go on shelves in store at Target, which is phenomenal.
Oh, nice.
But yes, a sister is tired. Okay.
You know, you got the children, so you have to play mother.
Yes.
What did you, Nigeria, you told me?
Mom-trepreneur.
Mom-trepreneur.
Seriously. I like that.
Yeah.
I absolutely like that. I'm going to use that, and I'm not going to give you any credit.
Oh, we have been thinking about this show for a while.
Yes,
we have a tagline for you too.
Oh yes, give it to me.
Not yet. You know how the radio game goes.
Oh, okay.
Podcast game goes. You have to tease it a little bit, Gisele. Can't give it out right away.
Okay.
So I do want to tell you though, we have a couple segments coming up. Of course, we will talk more about Every Hue Beauty just on the entrepreneurship side. The segments we have coming up are called Casting Call, Celebrity Superlatives, and really, as we're launching these segments, we need a guest who has a POV. So the fact that Gisele's here to launch the segment, she always marries an opinion to a thought. Like, why, you know, we should. That's how you should be.
I don't hold back.
Nigeria, you're going to be somewhat combing the social media and iChat because people are able to chat with us live.
Yep.
And shout outs. That's coming up later. So
Okay. Lots
and lots of stuff. But what we wanted to do is every single week we do a breakdown of The Real Housewives of Potomac each episode. Our dear and amazing host is not here with us. There's usually three of us.
Okay.
Well, let me check with the engineering booth. Josh, do you have the Dropbox videos ready to roll with DJ Richie Sky back there?
I do not know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we'll get to those in just a second here. All right. So let's jump right into telling us about the beginning stages of getting into a reality show.
Okay.
Like, why? I just, in my mind, because you're so eye-catching and you know, you make your presence known. Has reality TV come to you before and you turned it down?
I didn't think about that. Wow. No, I don't think so. Mm. You know, I live like right outside of D.C., mm-hmm. and there aren't any reality shows in that area. Right. I think if I lived in New York or L.A., it would probably be a different story. I probably would have had other reality shows come at me, but no. This was the first. And I decided, you know what, why not? Let's get into the nitty-gritty.
Right.
And I really have always said, you know, I really am proud of my life. I'm a single mom, I'm divorced, and life after divorce is great, mm-hmm. and I like to show it. And
I
like
hear
to
a lot of women saying that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, no shade to marriage, and right. marriage is hard work, right. but if it's not working for you, then I suggest you leave.
You know what's funny? I see a lot of women, they are just flourishing. They're in their 40s. I feel like 40s is your prime, first of all.
Okay.
They're grown women, they're single, they don't, it's like... There was this concept that you need to be married.
Right.
You need to have this certain lifestyle. And a lot of people I know who are, not saying everyone, but some people are not happy in that lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I see a lot of people that are, what you just said, they're confident, they're strong, they're single moms, and they're doing it.
Yeah.
And I
mean,
think that's
I believe
way.
In marriage.
Yeah.
I think marriage is great. But if it's not working for you, then you only have one life.
Exactly.
Yeah, you got to live your life to the best no matter what.
Yeah, because you don't want to subscribe to the way, you know, oh, I'm 35 years old, I need to do this now, or
right.
I'm supposed to have this many children. Like, you, for all intents and purposes, you could go, you know, travel the rest of your life.
Absolutely.
If that's your situation.
Yes.
I exactly. always say that, too, because I'm a single man of a certain age. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not that old just yet, but, you know, these years are flying by, and I always get that pressure when I come back to my hometown where, you know, I'm not doing this, or let's say my brother or my sister or
yeah.
the hometown feeling
mm-hmm.
is, and I'm like, well, I'm doing really fun stuff, you know, interviewing here,
yeah.
With Giselle. Hey, a quick note to you in the booth. We have a great engineer, Josh. We just resent, because it had been sent earlier, the three Dropbox clips. Those are our Richie Sky questions. So let me know if you see them, and when you do, just chime back in. All good. Yeah, so I just think it's fun to have you on the show. So my thing with you, and we'll talk more about the show in a second, was just, it's just... I don't feel like you've been malicious or negative,
right.
but you're just like in the moment, and that's why it's fun to watch. Can you tell me about the scene in Maryland and how they reacted to a show? Because a lot of other cities, you know, don't like when a reality show comes to their town.
Mm-hmm.
I think in your first season, you said, oh, if you don't know about Potomac,
yeah.
that's fine.
You really do watch.
Oh, yeah. They call me, what is the kid's term? A stan? He's such a Giselle stan. I'm like, he's on the payroll. I'm like, I've never met the woman, but I see what I see, and far be it. Maybe I'm as smart as she is. Maybe we're both just up
hey,
there.
Hey.
So maybe you're sad or you're mad. I don't know. Okay, let me slow down. Look what you're bringing out of me, Giselle.
So when we first started, Potomac is a predominantly white little town. And it's a show about six of us black women and how we interact with each other and our friendship and all that. So, yeah, Potomac really wasn't feeling us at first.
Mm.
But now, absolutely. Like, now they're very excited. Anytime we go out, we get love. So I think, because, you know, we had the Real Housewives of D.C. and that didn't work.
Oh, I remember.
I remember that.
I think that people were thinking, oh, they're just one and done and they won't be around. But now that we have been around and we are around and we ain't going nowhere,
mm-hmm.
I think that they have gotten on board and they love us.
Yeah. Did you get the pressure when it became the show Housewives? Because what I'm told, or what we've heard,
mm-hmm.
is it wasn't originally that title, but if the show was so good,
yes.
they were like, let's add it to the franchise.
Right.
Do you get extra pressure, or do you get more excited because you now jump into a legacy?
Well, more excited. We were going to be Ladies of Potomac. Which is, remember there was Ladies of London?
Oh, right, yes.
Right, so we didn't find out that we were Real Housewives until like 5 minutes before the rest of the world found out.
Wow.
So we were so excited because, it is nice and it's kind of like an honor to be part of the Real Housewives franchise.
Absolutely.
Yeah, especially when other ones don't make it. I mean, that's, you
yes.
know, I loved Miami. I was, Larsa Pippen, okay, let me tell you two people that jumped off the page immediately. You and a Larsa Pippen type.
Okay.
Like, and you guys aren't similar, I'm not even getting at that, but she was also another one that just had an immense amount of confidence. Sometimes sometimes people couldn't take her. Right. So I just, but when I watch, I'm like, oh, immediately. Like, Larsa's going to give me all of everything I need.
She'll give you life.
Yeah. And what was good about you, you came back for more seasons. She only had the one, unfortunately. Right. We had one little hiccup in the, you know, in production here, but we are back. So DJ Richie Sky is our other host.
Okay.
He's not with us,
oh,
but
he's a cutie. Hi, cutie.
You know he's a Bravo celebrity. He can't see you. This is going to be a video.
Okay.
He's been thinking and setting this up.
Yeah.
He's a Bravo celebrity. Did you know?
No, I did not.
Can
know.
I tell you why?
Please tell
he
me.
He was on a show. We had the image, but it was not for the young. he was on a show on Bravo called Stripped.
Oh, so I've seen that.
You may rewatch it and think differently. This is DJ Richie Sky. Our segment is called Sky's the Limit, and he has three quick questions for you. So we'll ask one and then have you answer. Engineer, when we're ready, Josh?
Hi, Giselle.
Hi.
So I'm super excited that you are able to stop by the studio and chat with us tonight. I'm sad that I couldn't be there in person. I'm actually in D.C. right now, so that's kind of crazy. But I wanted to ask you a couple of questions because, you know, I couldn't miss this opportunity to get a chance to speak with you. So my first question is that, you know, you came from being a first lady of a huge mega church. So what is it like transitioning from first lady to one of the first ladies of the Real Housewives of Potomac? Because you're part of a huge franchise now. So I want to know what that transition is like.
Good question. You know, I got divorced over 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. So my life as the first lady of a church is very far removed. So, yeah, that world is kind of like gone for me.
Except when the book comes out.
Yes, except when the book comes out, right. But look how long it took me. It took me to season 3 in order for me to even talk about the book or decide to even write about my life when I was married to a pastor. So I think right now I'm just excited and happy with the show's success and the fact that we are in season 3 and the interaction with the ladies and the dynamics. And season 3 is like on fire, okay? FYI.
Right. Right.
Yes.
It had a pickup, I think. I think we're really like hitting a stride for sure.
We are. So there isn't a comparison of the two. They're separate.
They're separate.
Yeah.
My question about the book, though, I think people get in a tizzy a lot of times when, you know, because I think with the ghostwriter, it was talking about there's going to be a lot of secrets.
Yes.
And so then I thought about that, and I think, you know, some people could look at that as like, oh, she's giving away the secrets. But if I know you, and I think I do, I think a good storyteller can take and peel that onion, and I think that's what you'll be doing with the book. Where are you at with that book?
I'm still in the writing phase, but I have so much to draw from because, you know, when I was married to my husband, he wasn't the mega pastor that he is now. When we first got married, he had a very small church, and we grew together to where he is today. So I just have a lot to draw from. We hit the road and went to so many other churches and just those dynamics, the dynamics of the other first ladies. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a big thing when one first lady goes to another church and how you're greeted by that first lady. And it's a whole, what do you call it? Kind of a ritual, so to speak. Yeah.
Do you ever, when you had to sit down and start talking about these old emotions,
yeah.
And we won't spend too much time on this, but when you went back to these old emotions, did you have recollections of like when it was good, you know, when the children were born and how do you react to all that?
Our marriage was great until it wasn't.
Right.
So what it brought up for me was all the work that we did. I did a lot of work. I mean, we moved into a $2 million building, and which is where he is today. And I did all the decorating for it. I laid out where I wanted the offices. I mean, I like really designed the whole thing, and I totally forgot until I went there and visited, and we'll see that on the show.
Yeah. I could totally hear more about that, so I'll probably be interested. When the book comes out, you'll talk to us again.
Yes.
Richie Sky has another question.
Yes, Richie.
Engineer, hit it.
And then my second question for you is, we've all seen, you know, the benefits of your hard work and labor with Every Hue Beauty, and congratulations on getting into Target. That's huge. But can you also talk about some of the sort of challenges that come along with running a successful beauty empire that maybe we don't get to see on the show?
Right. Well, you do see a little bit of... Thank you, by the way. you do get to see a little bit of it because there's something called haters. Mm. So they want to give anything negative, they want to go for it. So that's what you'll see some of the ladies do. But then you shut the haters down by getting into Target. That's what you do.
What a move. Yeah.
You better do it.
But, you know, I have four or three other ladies that we have founded this Every Hue Together. And the challenges come with us. You know, we agree on everything, or we try to agree on everything. And the challenges that what that means. You know, we fight. Mm-hmm. Sometimes conversations go left real quick. And it's not because of me. It's because of that woman over there in the corner. but, you know, just working with other women sometimes can be challenging.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it has been so fulfilling. And my kids are so excited about it. I mean, it's really been a blessing for all of us.
And we'll talk more about it later on in the show. But so many people, reality people specifically, have used their platform to create stuff.
Yes.
But the fact that your follow-through is taking us to this payoff moment is something that doesn't happen just because you try.
Right.
A lot of people have tried, so, you know, the execution must have been there.
Yeah.
Nigeria's got a bunch of questions in a second, too, but for a segment. But I think Richie Sky has one more question from back east.
And my last question is, if you could pick one housewife from any other city to join the cast of The Real Housewives of Potomac for season 4 to really shake things up, who would it be?
You know what? I've been asked this question a lot, and I've in the past, I think I've said Erica Girardi.
Oh, okay.
Who's here. But I think we need a little Kenya Moore.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Do you like Kenya Moore? This is going to be pivotal in me and you's friendship.
Yeah, I do like Kenya.
I go so hard for Kenya Moore.
We need a little Kenya Moore.
Is it? So it makes so... You're not a Virgo, are you?
I'm a Virgo. September 9th, baby.
Do you see? Labor Day.
He's a Virgo.
I hit the top of Labor Day weekend. She hits the bottom of Labor Day weekend. Yes. My mother's birthday was on New Year, so I think I know when I was conceived. That's how deep it goes.
Wow. Yeah,
but that's not what we're talking about today. Thank you so much to DJ Richie Sky, who is, you know, he's booked and busy, and he's making moves, so he couldn't join us, but we wanted to have a couple questions from him.
Awesome.
So that's really good. Nigeria, do you have any thoughts here, or do you want to jump into our next segment?
Well, I'm really curious to know, Giselle, were you more of a social butterfly growing up, or were you more of the reserve type?
When I was very young, before high school, I was very shy.
Really?
Yes.
Same here.
And stayed up under my mom and didn't really want to talk. And
were
then
you
I got
only child?
No, I have an older brother and sister. I'm the youngest of three. And then I got to high school, I just went crazy.
Really?
Yeah, and they haven't been able to stop me from talking.
Would you say that as a woman, as you get older, you get more confident, more comfortable
in
your skin?
Oh, yes.
I would imagine.
So, So after 40, I tell women this, after 40, it's like I woke up on my 40th birthday, and it was like all of a sudden I could see.
Right.
And I realized I'm going to tell everybody shut the hell up.
Right.
And I'm going to tell them where to go and how fast.
Right.
And not care. Because you are very confident in who and what you are.
And you care so much about what people think as you're younger.
Yes.
I see so many free, like I was saying earlier, so many women in their 40s, they just seem so free and a lot more confident. Like, that age bracket is doing it right now.
Yes.
You
Thank
know?
You.
Seriously.
I love
it. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. When it comes to you, it comes to you. I don't know if it's different with men and women. It came to me, like 28, 29 really scared me. And it made me, as I just told you, I moved from the West Coast to the East Coast at that moment. Once I hit 30, it just was like all this freedom, you know? Like, I'm still going to make the mistakes, but at least I'm going to do them, and, you know, you don't look back and say, oh, I did it wrong.
Yes.
I made the mistake, but I didn't do it wrong. I did it how I felt at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, we have a really fun segment for you, okay? Do you want to hit that real quick, Nigeria? This is really fun, and yeah.
Sure, so the segment's going to be called Casting Call.
Oh, Casting Call.
We got a little Beyonce?
Yep. Every time we do a segment around here, Giselle, we gotta live it up a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Ashley called you the Beyonce of the show, so, you know.
She did?
Well, she said you look like Beyonce.
Okay, all
right. Anyways, that's where we chose the song from.
Okay,
but anyways, go ahead, Nigeria.
Okay, so you're going to pick through a box of random Bravo celebrities.
Okay.
And you're going to pick which one you would want to cast on another show, if you could.
On another show or my show?
On another show. So if you go cast them on another show, which show would you cast them on and why?
So we're gonna basically pull up a couple photos in the engineering booth, and you're going to see the photo of a Bravo celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
A celebrity, rather. You're absolutely right. And you're going to say, are we doing casting call or celebrity superlatives? A lot of stuff
casting
got out.
Casting call.
Casting call. Yes. All right, so let's do the Target basket, please. Seeing that she's into Target.
Yes.
Okay, so why don't you choose?
Okay.
basket. So once she looks into the Target basket there, there's going to be a Bravo celebrity. When she opens that, she, of course, loves the person on the show they're respectively on.
Okay.
But she's going to cast him to any show. It could be another NBC show.
Yes.
It could be, where do you see this particular person? Let us know who it is. And that's Padma, okay?
Padma, yes. And she's tired eating all this food that she eats on Top Chef. This is what I'm thinking. She's just tired of eating all this good food. So we need to put her... Where would we put... You know what? I would throw her in The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I would like to
That'd
see
be interesting.
Her tell Portia in a very... Pamela's very sophisticated.
Very.
And classy,
yeah.
And elegant. In a very classy way, I would like to see her tell Portia to shut the hell up. In a very classy way.
This is just not really fair to me in a good way. Let me tell you. Everything you've hit so far... Because if we don't agree, I'm going to tell you, Giselle, we don't
yes,
agree. And
right.
you won't mind, I won't mind. That's
no.
just what life is. I just did a after show. I'm not on the panel for the Housewives of Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
But I said that Portia has taken me years to sort of be okay with...
Yes.
But I had many a season where I was like, I don't understand the Portia thing. I don't get it.
Right.
And guess who else doesn't get it? Giselle doesn't get
yes.
it. Giselle's not seeing Portia.
I mean,
see each other. No.
Yes, I know. And I just, the crown. I think Padma would take that crown up right off her head.
I love Padma. She,
sure.
she is the queen. I met her once
yeah.
in New York. She is amazing. Go ahead and grab another one. Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to grab five of them because of time here.
Okay. All right.
All right. So if you could cast this Bravo celebrity onto any reality show
Jeff.
Whatsoever.
Jeff Lewis.
Okay.
Huh. Where would we put Jeff? Oh, I think Jeff should go on Vanderpump Rules.
He's already in L.A., okay.
He's already in L.A., but those kids are so ridiculous. I think Jeff could, like, what could he do? He could, like, get them together, get their houses together, and help them with their lives.
I like
that. He could
that.
Smack them all into shape.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen the way he runs his office.
Yes.
You know, if he was...
Yes. They need Jeff.
I like that.
Forget
like
Lisa Vanderpump. Jeff.
And you talk about a show that's ran a long time.
Yes.
Jeff Lewis, he's a personality that, you know, we all like.
Yes. And, but he was off for a while, and then he came back?
I think something of maybe a gap. Maybe some personal stuff. I'm not sure.
Okay.
How about the Target basket? Is that lost on you?
Okay, no, it's not lost on me. Everything.
Oh, okay. We're going to put the handle down?
Yes. This Target basket's everything. Yes, every Hue Beauty is probably going to be in this.
That's mm-hmm. what I'm telling you. You came from Steve Harvey, so I felt like our production... And we've had a couple hiccups because that's just the yes. way it goes. I was
right.
like, we have got to do some stuff.
Right.
So hence the Beyonce music in the Target basket.
Okay.
We're trying our best.
Y'all are succeeding.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to need help with this one because this is a new guy.
This is on, to me, as Potomac
Charm.
Hit. Yeah, when Potomac hit, I was like, whoa. Southern Charm, New Orleans.
Yes.
Is so fantastic. This is Barry. He's married to Tamika.
Right.
She's the news caster. And
right.
They're so fantastic. His personality
really?
Is he's sort of a good home taker as
yes.
well as his own business.
Yes.
Loves his wife to the fullest. So
right.
he's a good man. Good, good, good man.
He's a good guy.
Where would you put him? America's
gosh.
Got Talent. Would you put him on Survivor?
Oh, we can put him. I can put him anywhere.
Anywhere. Not just Bravo.
Oh, okay. I would put him on Survivor. Yes, because he does need to be away from his wife for a little while. He just needs to be out on his own and see if he can survive.
I think he can. He's a real rugged man.
He is. I think he would do well.
Episode 2, they showed his derriere, you know.
Oh, I didn't see episode. I saw 1. I didn't see 2.
Okay, well, reason to go back to season 2,
Rewind.
Episode 2.
Rewind.
Let's pick a couple more.
Okay.
We're playing a segment, if you're just joining, Casting Call, where she looks at the Bravo reality stars.
This is my guy.
Ryan's, Ryan from, yes, from Million Dollar Listing
yes.
New York.
Right. Ryan, oh, God, you know what?
Where would you cast him as casting director?
Now, he came from another show, didn't he?
He was an actor years prior as well.
Okay, so I would put him on Amazing Race because he would win.
Okay.
Yes, and I want to be his partner.
I can see that.
Get
yes.
out. You would do, everyone looks at you as every Hue Beauty soft.
Yes.
You would do a competition.
Only if I knew I was going to win. And with him, I'm going to win. Yes.
Okay, makes
yes.
sense.
Me and Ryan, we're going. We're doing
right.
it. Okay, let's see. This is the last one?
Last one.
Yeah, we'll do one more.
Okay,
here.
Last but not least. Who's this?
Let's
this
see.
Is a lady.
Bravo celebrity. That...
Oh, Melissa! Is this Melissa?
Yes,
yep.
Melissa
okay,
from
so
New Jersey.
Melissa and I did 2 commercials together. So we did a Black Panther commercial when it came out, and then we did A Wrinkle in Time together.
Mm.
So I do know Melissa, and she's very sweet. So I have to be nice to Melissa. what would I do with Melissa?
I almost feel like she could do Vanderpump, too.
Yeah.
I know she's more motherly and all that.
She is.
But she fits in with that young, fun thing.
Right. I think I would put her on Days of Our Lives.
Mm.
I'm sure she would like that check, so that's what's good about
yes,
this casting call here.
I think she would fit right in.
Okay.
Yes.
Amazing. You saw DJ Richie Sky. You know he did one Bravo series, probably more to come,
right,
on Stripped. Where would you cast DJ Richie Sky in the game that we're called Casting Call?
Well, he's a cutie pie. I might put him in Potomac.
You just put him right in the Potomac?
Yes.
Okay. Would he get a champagne glass?
He
a
would.
Flute?
Oh. He
would. Oh, this is just it. In. DJ Richie Sky is going to be potentially on the... And what? We have a photo of him stripped. How about this?
I need that little blur section.
Wait.
I need to see what's going on there.
Do you want
so
them to zoom up?
Is he kind of short?
No, he's
tall.
Actually very
he's really tall.
Oh, okay.
Creative editing, you know about that.
Okay, yes. Yeah, he can come right onto Potomac.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. Well, he's from the area, so.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're on Stripped normally with a date, right?
Yeah, he was the only one that did a solo venture. So he had a full episode dedicated. And Richie's a great guy. And he, like, people love him. That's why he does our show.
Okay.
Strong POV. And awesome. So he made the casting call. Okay,
yes.
We are done with this. Let's hand that over real quick.
Now it's bigger.
And now we just want to talk about the show. We want to talk about the show because we do got to wrap in a little bit here. I want to know, do you miss the old cast members like Katie? Charisse is on a little.
She's still with us. Charisse filmed with us the entire season, so you'll still see her.
Okay.
Yes. Katie. I do miss Katie.
A lot of people said that when we did our first after show, right, Niger?
Yeah, yeah. I miss Katie a lot. And, you know, I've reached out to her. Some of the other girls have reached out to her. I would love to see Katie come back.
Does she tell you that she doesn't want to do the show anymore?
Or? Oh, no. I think she would like to. But, you know, I don't know what's going on in her life, in her personal life. But I would like to see her back.
Gotcha.
And what about your friendship with
Robin? Because Katie gives us enough crazy that we appreciate.
Yeah.
Yes. What about Robin?
What about your friendship with Robin? How did you guys become so close?
So, Charisse introduced Robin and I, I don't know, maybe 8 years ago.
Okay.
And I don't know, we just fell in love with each other.
You guys just clicked, basically.
We just clicked, yes. So, mm-hmm. I used to live in Baltimore. You know, Robin's from Baltimore. Mm-hmm. When I moved there, people always asked me, was I related to Robin? And I'd be like, I don't know who the hell Robin is.
Right.
So, and then people would ask her the same thing. So, when we finally met, it was like, oh, we get it.
Yeah.
And we just became friends.
Yeah, it's fun to watch you two together.
Yes.
She's going through an emotional season. Everyone always says she's like, there's different descriptions, but the dark horse of the show.
Yes.
Or, you know, there's just something so lovable about her.
Yeah.
I love breaking down her scenes because
yes.
they seem honest to me, and I think they're layered in her emotions. She doesn't just pop off, or she doesn't just cry. Like, I feel like we get everything with Robin.
Right, and Robin's somebody, she does not get upset or bother you mm-hmm. until you bother her.
Right.
Yes.
So how do you feel about her and Ashley not understanding each other? Like, how do you deal with that?
I said it on the show, and I'm saying it right now, Ashley needs to leave Robin and her business alone.
Honey, I agree with you. I'm always saying
alone.
Why is she so concerned? Here we go.
Because Ashley's just being messy. Ashley have nothing else to
there
do.
There we go.
And it's good. Ashley's finally respecting you giving that opinion now. Because you guys are close. It's not like you're saying it and you're not friends with Ashley.
Right. Yeah. No. And Ashley, I think we'll see for the rest of the season, kind of like leaves Robin alone and understands that she went totally too far.
Overstepping boundaries.
Yeah.
Doesn't know her place.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I got her right in the place.
Oh.
Right.
I want to talk about somebody. We don't need to spend too much time on her. I will say that I like the husband. I like Chris of the Chris and the Monique.
Okay, yes.
What I'm going to tell you is from our viewership of pretty much all the Housewives, when they weigh in on certain cast members, people love this Monique story. Like, I like the beauty part of it. Not beauty, like beauty industry, but I like the loving and I like all that. But I am thinking, sans all that, I'm not married to the personality of Monique just yet.
Right.
I feel like if you take away the achievements.
Yeah, his achievements.
So we get it.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of people online that really, because they want to see that, maybe the I don't know, Huxtable-ness
of it all. Yeah. Yeah.
They, like, give her so much. And then when you critically watch her, I don't know. How do you feel, Nigeria? Are you a Monique fan? We need to hear from you.
I'm getting there. Initially, I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to lie. I just didn't understand it.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. She is the quintessential come-up girl. She married
exactly how I feel.
Yeah.
There you go.
She didn't have nothing. She married a rich man. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But you have to own that.
Exactly.
And she does not.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It feels like the millennials, and if I'm overstepping, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. It does feel like the millennials will look at her and see all the shiny objects
they aspire to have.
Yeah,
right?
And
material,
you know,
things.
And, and again, as you said, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. If you could, you know, if I could find a Chris, I would do that too.
Right.
Let's be clear. No.
Right.
So I don't know. I just, my question to you within all that is, why do you think so many people love Monique? I didn't even think she'd get a season 2.
I don't even find people to. Let me tell you why she's on season 2. because it's a show called Real Housewives, and she has a husband,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a lot of money.
Yep.
And they have all the cars and the kids, and you know, it's a great look, but I'm not sold.
And just so we could be clear, because everyone tries to go real crazy on the comments, like, yeah. oh, why no Monique? Like, I'm gonna say it right now and see if you two ladies agree. Talk about every hue beauty. My eyes right now, I'm looking at two beautiful women, intelligent. This is amazing. What I'm saying about Monique is when she talked about the mother-in-law and the disrespect, that in right there is what made me not really be able to like her.
Right. Well, I kind of feel like there's a clear backstory to the whole mother-in-law.
I want to know what that is. I'm curious about that.
Right. Yep. And the mother-in-law don't like you and calls you a heifer.
And so you need to get a job.
On TV. Oh. So, yeah, you've acted like a heifer to your mother-in-law.
Right.
Before the camera started. Yeah. I'm convinced.
And the way you described it was perfect. She just, when she first came on, I just felt like, okay, this is a come up. This is somebody who...
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
that.
But
you gotta own
that.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Just own it.
Yeah.
Just be who you are. And see, the issue with her is she doesn't know who she is. And that's all it is.
Yeah, she's been louder. There's parts of her I like. I think in every human, there's parts that you like.
I liked her more in the last, most recent episode.
Well, she shared the miscarriage, and I think we're always going to be supportive of women in that way. So that part, of course, we support.
Okay.
The mother, no. Yeah. do we have any other questions about the cast? Because I do want to get to our next segment. What do you think, Nigeria? Should we move
on? I think we're good.
Okay. Let's do a segment.
Well, I can add Karen's crazy and...
Oh.
Karen's crazy and a soup sandwich. That's what I always say.
Okay. Yes, but we love her anyway.
But I love Karen. That's right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, Karen, even I'd say with Karen when we do our after show, when she makes mistakes, I'm still here for it as a reality TV fan.
Right.
So it kind of works.
Yeah.
Let's do a segment called Celebrity Superlatives. So I'm going to pull up a list of... Oh, Celebrity Superlatives! Turn up the Beyonce once again. This is what we're going to do, Miss Gisele Bryant.
Yes.
I'm going to put up a bunch of photos. It's going to be a celebrity. And just like in high school when there's celebrity... I'm sorry, senior most or... high school superlatives, you're going to give them what they would be as a celebrity.
Okay? Like most annoying.
Yeah, you're the most likely to succeed, best dressed, best dancer.
Okay.
So our first celebrity superlative is going to be none other than Miss Coachella herself, Rihanna. What would you give her?
She is most likely to turn up.
Okay.
She's a turn up queen,
And no one will argue that.
No.
All right, let's see who we have next for our celebrity superlatives.
Oh, okay.
We have George Clooney holding the wonderful beverage that I've consumed many a times, Casamigos.
That's his, right?
That is his with Randy Gerber, which is Cindy Crawford's husband as well. Yeah.
Most likely to be a billionaire, which he is.
Okay. Yes. And handsome as well.
Yes, and handsome.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see who's next for our celebrity superlatives.
Oh, okay.
We have Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, most likely to change the world.
Yep.
I like Colin.
Oh, that was powerful.
Yeah.
That was very powerful.
Okay. Our next one.
Lala!
You did watch What Happens Live with Lala.
I did. Most likely to remarry well.
Oh, wait, what?
Wait, she's still married? Wait a minute. I thought she got a divorce. Did she get a divorce?
Well, what remarry? She's married twice?
No, remarry. Like, when she gets married again.
Oh, I thought you were telling, like there was a wedding invitation.
No.
And you were going to ask me to be your date to the thing.
Yes,
when she gets remarried,
she will remarry very well.
I agree with that.
And when we talk about business moves, because I've been following her, because I come from radio. Mm-hmm. I've been following her radio career for so many years. And the fact that when she did radio, went to television as a host, how she wanted to get away from television and go into, acting and scripting.
Yeah.
I don't know that everyone followed that journey. And she stuck to it. And now being so successful on Power is quite amazing.
She's come a long way. Yeah.
She's come a long way. I'm very proud of her.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. Next one for our celebrity superlatives. Kerry Washington.
Most likely to be a politician.
Okay.
Y'all don't see it?
I do.
You know what's funny? We had like 30 people. I had to condense.
Yeah.
The person who I was also going to put didn't make the cut. I went with Carrie instead. I was going to do Rosario Dawson, and she's also very political.
Okay. Yes.
That's just so it's funny that they're somewhat in that same category.
I'm more with her.
Yeah. I like Carrie.
We do the RuPaul after show here at AfterBuzz, and just such a good, great person to the community.
Right.
Best dressed?
Yes. Well, which one am I doing? Am I doing...
Whichever you want.
Okay, I'll say yes. Always best dressed. Hair on sleigh.
Okay.
Makeup beat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just so many things. Yes.
Yeah.
All the way put together well, most likely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just got... RuPaul just got the walk on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yes,
so,
I saw that.
You know,
it's about time.
Things are happening. Let's do... I think we got two or three more. Most likely to what?
I'm curious.
Come on, Giselle, Brian, with the opinion. Let's, we know you have one.
Most likely to be back in the mental institution.
With that said, we definitely care about mental health, but yes. We also don't like the foolery.
Yes, tomfoolery, you know, yes.
I'll make sure everything's clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Oh, my queen of all queens.
You know who this is? Most likely to be my best friend one day. Mm. Yes. She's my best friend in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The only things that my Instagram handle says is like a couple little short sentences, and at the end it goes, and a huge fan of J-Lo. Yeah. Duh. Because that's all, because you know all the people, yeah. They try to put like, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm an actor, director. It's like, okay. Yeah. What are you at your essence?
Right.
J-Lo fan. Yeah. I feel the same way as you, that I'd go out with her and she would, she'd love Ronnie Jr.
We would have so much fun, and you can tell she's like down to earth. She wants to kick it. She's a girl's girl. Like, love J-Lo.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
And I'm loving her with her boyfriend, A-Rod. We were just talking about that. Loving her with him.
There's another woman in her 40s that is just doing it.
Yes.
Yep.
Exactly. I think that we have one more.
Oh.
And this one I actually really like.
We just had lunch with him.
Ooh. Yeah, yes. He is fantastic.
Amazing, yeah.
And what he's doing with that program, for the iTunes people that are just listening, we have Justin Simeon. He is the creator of Dear White People, yes. The movie, and the two now seasons.
Yeah.
He's just fascinating. You tell me more what you think.
So he was on Watch What Happens Live with me. He was the bartender. And I'm just excited for, I mean, you know, this is a black man. He's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
His Dear White People is semi-controversial, mm-hmm. but that has not allowed him to be scared. He's just put it out there. And it has been picked up and highly reviewed and highly regarded. I think May 4th is the drop of season 2.
And last season, episode 5 was...
Which one was that?
That was the one where the revolution was supposed to stop, but things went... Such a great show. And he just had a couple articles out recently, and it's a very intriguing story how just even with in his own life, he dates, you know, a white man.
Yeah.
And how he's able to marry the Dear White People, you know, great content with, like, his own life,
yes.
and how it all exists, and how things should be, you know, generally. So I really like Justin Simeon quite a bit. So when I saw that you guys had a little kiki moment, I said, we need to ask what you think.
And he's a big Housewife fan.
Yeah.
And he's a big Giselle fan.
Well,
like,
he might be a Virgo, too, because he knows.
He's not.
Okay.
His birthday is May 7th.
Okay.
He just told us that. Yes.
Wonderful. I think we have one more. When we talk about Queens, State of the World Tour.
Most likely to hold down the family legacy.
That's right.
Yes, yep. She's holding it down for them.
I saw her at the Hollywood Bowl this October. I still think it's the best show that I've been to, and I'm hooked. I'm hooked on what she's able to do after 50.
I've never seen her. I want to see her so bad.
Yeah, no, love Janet.
The second State of the World Tour is just on sale, so maybe you go check that out.
Yes, and wait a minute, and she's like the baddest older mommy I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Talk about it, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I think that's it for Celebrity Superlatives. Let's see, do we have any other questions about the show? Because we actually have a segment, let's talk to our engineer here. Josh, do you have the clip ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, so this is what happened. We had an after show. Do you want to tell Nigeria?
Oh, you can tell her. Go
ahead. No, go ahead. I want to hear from you.
Okay, so we had an after show, and we were interviewing your castmate, Candace. We asked her if she had one question for you, what would she ask you?
Mm.
Yeah, all right.
What'd she say?
Let's take a look.
Here it is.
Oh, okay.
Ask her. Okay, I would love to know, because she talked quite a bit about her vaginal walls. And the way that Sherman is just—he's all
knocking
up,
them
all
down,
and all up in the mix. So how is that? Is Sherman still satiating the situation?
I want to know about that too.
That's a good question.
Candace, I didn't know Candace had it in her. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, so that happened. We talked to her on Monday.
Let's back up. What do y'all think about Candace on the Real Housewives of Potomac?
I like Candace. What do you think about?
You elaborate first, because my opinion is ready. But
that's my opinion.
That's
I like
what she's
her.
Done.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah,
we want to hear what you gotta say.
Well, here's the funny thing: the comments wanted to read me to the back room. They wanted to, and what the funny thing is, I'm just very much like you. There are like 10 bazillion things I do like about Candace.
Yes.
And then there's like three that I don't, not even three that I don't like. Just, I had an opinion. I said, hey, you know, in housewife energy, sometimes the men, if they're not in the foundation, you know, you have to worry about that a little. So I said, I thought maybe he might be a little thirsty, the gentleman.
Okay.
She called me on it and I said, well, I still feel that, but I still like you. Can that exist? And me and her are still super good.
Okay.
The only other thing that we had was that I said, if I was going into the show, if I was a new cast member, like Richie's going to be next season, I would just marry my bond and my allegiance to Giselle. That's what I would do.
Yes.
She wasn't having that. With that said, I still like her, but that's where it all went.
Well, that's where it went the season. Like, you know, I think that she would have done... When I met her, I liked her. Everybody says, oh my gosh, Giselle Hayes is the new girl. Well, I liked Candace. I liked her better than others that I have met recently, Monique. But she really felt like, I think she felt like because she watched the show, she was just supposed to be naturally mean to me, and I didn't care, so then no one cared. Mm. I mean, we would literally do scenes, and we forget she was at the table.
Wow.
So, I mean, you know.
Sure.
That's what I'm saying. I like her. No, I like her, and I stay in touch with her and everything, and there's a lot of goods.
Yes, but I can say out of all, you know, let's talk about Target. Like, Target was a huge deal. And all of the girls reached out to me, except Monique.
Wow.
Because she's a hater. But, like, Candace at least is smart enough to know that things that are bigger than the show, i.e. this thing I did with Target and the fact that it's, you know, women's empowerment, women in business, black girl magic, you know, it's bigger than me.
Absolutely.
She had sense enough to reach out and congratulate me. And we're not very close. I didn't really spend that much time with her during the season. But that Monique, she's a hater.
When did you become interested in the beauty industry?
Oh, since I was little. Like,
I mean, you've always wanted to,
I'm like a makeup girl. I have always played in my mom's makeup when I was little. She'd get mad at me. So, yeah, every as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this is a great season of Housewives, and we'll be talking about that all season. Give us your last bits of information that we need to know about Every Hue Beauty. It looks like even men use it as well.
Yeah, awesome. Yes. Yeah, it's unisex, so men can wear it.
As I age, my skin's getting a little... I used to be so darling, and now...
Not so much?
It's, you know, it's changing, girl. It's changing.
Well, we actually put together, curated a line just for Target. So we have 10 different SKUs. No, we have 19 different SKUs that we're very excited about. It's definitely for women of color.
Mm-hmm.
And... we, like I said before, we will be on shelves May 20th. And we right
now... I'll be looking forward to that.
We are right now in on Target.com.
Okay.
Yes.
Full entrepreneur. Like I said, not all the reality people on these franchises can do this. So this is huge for you. We're so happy. Yeah. We're not gonna gas you because, like, you know,
please,
that we're with
gas
you.
Me.
Would you like that? What we will do, though, Giselle, we are gonna do this, my Virgo sister. We are gonna do a tagline that we created that, you know, maybe in season four.
Yes.
If you're coming back, are you coming back?
I would love to come back. Yeah.
Oh, so it's a yes.
Yes.
You act like Bravo and Andy aren't gonna bring you back.
I mean, I'm saying.
Will they bring
I am the word on the street.
Would you be interested in your own show? Like, just based around you?
It depends on what it is.
Mm.
Yeah. So, we'll see.
I wasn't a giant Housewives fan at the very beginning until Bethany had her own show because I was like, I like the her, but sometimes the her and the bickering's hard.
Yeah.
So I would like a Giselle Every Hue Beauty spin-off.
Oh, yeah.
Cal could be in it. Cal's very attractive. You could tell him I said that.
I'm telling you. I just talked to him. Talking about him.
You know, Ronnie Jr. may be interested. You know, he could make me up or something.
Okay.
What is happening? No. So anyways, we just wish all that good stuff. But
Thank you.
We have a tagline for you. And it is like
this. So
y'all
are taking away my word on the street.
Well, if we're being critical... I think
it's
done.
Anywhere. She will always be
no.
Heard. Okay, now go ahead.
Oh. Well, you're going to like this, though. You may change your tune, Miss Giselle.
Okay.
So, tagline for next season, or fifth season, or 20th season.
Uh-huh.
You can come for me, and you may even try it, but there will only be one Giselle Bryant.
Oh, I like that. It sounds like you can.
Yeah.
Play the music. Uh-oh.
I love it.
Yeah. So we're invested in that.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to... see, the whole tagline deal is they give you a lot of taglines. And if you're smart like me, you just... When you go to read them, you're like, and my green eyes look good, and that's what I said. Like, you do it really, like, stupid, right?
Right.
And the ones that you really like, you go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And typically those are the ones that they pick.
Let's test you out on this one. Yes. Show her what that's at. Yes. Let's see. And if she hits it,
I'm gonna say this for real.
We have a great engineer. Engineer, if you like it, you click the music. If you don't think she read it well, then we'll keep the word on the streets. Business.
Okay, business. Yes, going. I don't have much invested in me being the word on the street. Thank you very much.
I love it. I love it.
All right, when do I go?
Okay, so here we go. Tagline, season 4, Gisele Bryant.
You can come for me, and you may even try it, but there will never be another Gisele Bryant.
Oh, yeah. Da 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 da
da da da. Oh, my gosh. Every you beauty, please go support it right now at Target.com. And also, it will be available at the Target stores.
May 20th.
Super excited, May 20th. Any last thoughts on your cast members? We just know that Monique is your biggest issue. Just anything else you want to say to clear up on Twitter beefs or whatever.
Yeah, no, I actually love the journey. Like me, Charisse, Rob, and Karen were friends prior to the show. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that we are all on this journey together. It has been, you know, season one was like such blood, sweat, and tears because we didn't know what we were going to be. And to see us then to now, it's just kind of like light years. And we're all growing in our own right. And I'm just happy that these girls are with me and that they put up with my foolishness.
There we go. Another cast member I want to throw into the fold, Robin's hairdresser from, I think, season 2 or season 1. Real pretty gal. She had the two-tone hair color.
Yes.
I spot them well. I spot Larsa Pimpin. Uh-huh. I spot you is the win.
Yeah.
I think she could join. And she's of your guys' age, and yes. I feel like that's what I love about the Potomac. I like we've lived, and now we're still, you know.
So yep. Shirley, there were some talks about that, because you know how to pick them, sir.
I'm just the casting director. Yes. Thanks.
And Shirley's very busy. Shirley really works. Mm. And so I think it just wasn't a good fit with what's going on in her real life.
Okay.
Yeah.
As we wrap out, tell us how you enjoyed AfterBuzz TV and the format and the platform.
Yes. I love AfterBuzz. Thank you for having me. I will come back every time I come to LA if y'all will have me.
Word. Girl, we will.
And this is fantastic. I love it. Thank
Message
you.
For DJ Richie Sky, who misses you.
DJ Richie Sky better come see me. He better not come to DC and not come see me.
He's loving this right now.
He may waltz on like episode 2.
He's like another green-eyed bandit, kind of.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
And we take that very seriously.
Right,
yes.
Right.
We have to stick together.
Love it, love it. Virgos, Green Eye Bandits, Real Housewives of Potomac. This has been a special. We, of course, do the recap every single Monday.
Okay.
But this was a special. We wanted to stop down and do a full hour. Every Hue Beauty, please go do your diligence and go buy it for your mother for Mother's Day. That's an idea.
There we go.
Or your girlfriend, or your mistress, or your sister, or your Thea.
Your side piece.
Yes.
Anyways, my name is Ronnie Jr. The social media is going to be at Randomly RJ, the beautifully talented and intelligent co-host.
Yes.
I'm Nigeria Manal. You can find me on all social media, Nigeria.Manal.
What did you think about the interview here?
It was beautiful. Thank you, Gisele.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
All right. And Gisele Bryant on social media, anything specific?
Gisele Bryant.
There we go.
Yes.
You can come for me, and you may even try it, but there will only be one Gisele Bryant.
One.
Thanks for watching.
Like later. That.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.